You paid 20? Really? Whew. Well, at the end of the day, you get that win. You know, and that's really what you're looking for. And it was one of those days, you know, those day games seem to be tough to score for me. But it was funny before the game today, and Vin's doing his little pregame, and he said, think about one, number one. He talked about how many times we'd scored one or the Reds had been held to one. You know, I'm looking on the scoreboard. It's 1-0. Arizona gets beat. I see a 2-1. Then I see another, like a 14-1. I just keep seeing ones out there on the board. And so I'm thinking a 1-0 game, but I just didn't know which way it was going to go. So I'm glad it went our way.
What does that tell you about Puig? And, you know, he's been struggling a little bit here, and just be able to come through like that.
Not quite sure what it tells us. It tells us that he's going to keep swinging, that's for sure. And, you know, we still got a lot of game to work on with that. And but it's good. There's going to be continued adjustments need to be made. And we just got to keep getting better. But it's, you know, nice for him. Obviously, he was like, that guy's slider, I thought, I'm thinking he didn't have a very good chance here. And all of a sudden, boom, it's over. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, in a game like that, you're going to have frustration both ways with the strike zone, and that was just one example. I didn't see anything major right there, and he seemed to handle it okay. No different than any other guys coming in.
He seemed a little bit more determined.
I don't know. Honestly, it's a good storyline. You can go with that, but, you know. Well, all over. Cappy was really good today. We talked about him. He was good early today. You know, it's a tough call there. What is it, the seventh? You know, with him, he's pitching good, and it's really his game. And I would hate to see that, you know, Belly gives up a hit there and he gets an L the way he'd pitched. But he pitched really well. Belly did his job, you know, kind of on down the line. Paco. And, you know, kind of as big as anything is Brandon for us, because Brandon now has kind of gotten on a roll and pitching with some confidence. He gets the win today, right? So that's three for him, the last three or something like that, right? So, yeah. So, you know, getting him back just gives us another arm that you're starting to feel more confidence in. So that's really nice. You know, the biggest thing is I didn't want to give up a hit right there, and you know, I should have did it probably the hitter before, but Skip throws really well, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a one-run game, and I'd like to have the best shot to throw a guy out. Belly's, I know, is going to throw something. If they hit it, it's going to left field, and so I want the best shot to throw Votto out at home there, and just felt like it, you know, I don't like doing that, but it just felt like one of those games that was going to be a 1-0, and I didn't want to leave that to chance.
It seems like you went over there and told Jerry.
Well, guys don't like to come off the field like that, and it's, you know, so I understand that part, and I don't want to do anything to embarrass him, but I just felt like at that point I would have kicked myself later if I don't give us the best shot to throw that guy out of home plate.
Don, how about the importance of your solid team? What you mentioned, making the right play, good cutoff, good rundown, all day long.
Well, when you get in a one-run game, obviously, you know, everything is going to seem big. I mean, Hanley and Mark, the two plays they make the last inning, Hanley, that play up the middle, that guy can fly, and then Mark makes a play right behind him. But all day long, you know, Brandon gets a double play ball there in the one inning, you know, the inning before. You know, we've been solid. So in that kind of game, you can't make mistakes. I don't even know if guys realized, really. I mean, I didn't. Maybe they did. I don't know. just trying. You know, you're kind of inning to inning trying to win a game. You're not really paying attention to what's how they're getting their outs. You just know they're getting them. Well, it tells us we pitched well today, really, and kept us in the game. And again, it's a good game for us, I think, from the standpoint. It's a close game. It's a tough game with a tough club. You know, obviously, their guy pitched pretty well, too, and their guys pitched well. So it's a game we hung in there and, you know, stole a series.
I guess your thoughts when you heard the sound of the ball getting waved back?
Well, I knew as soon as he hit it, it's gone. I was shocked, really. I hate to say that, but I was shocked. Shocked.
How about your 2-3-4 hitters all striking out three times? Can you feel a little extra fortunate to be able to pull out this kind of game?
What'd they do?
They all struck out three times.
2-3-4?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those days, you know. I mean, an out, strikeout. Again, I didn't realize the 20 strikeouts, but wasn't 9 innings, though. It had to be over. I don't know. I don't know what it really tells us. It tells us we got a win today, and that was a big win for us. We got an off day tomorrow. Get some guys a breather. Get Hanley off his legs. Adrian off his legs. Andre. Take advantage of that, and then come back ready to play on Tuesday.
What it means a day off at this moment? Talk about the Yankee series.
Well, again, it's a good day for us from the standpoint of getting some guys that are in there every day, kind of grinding it out for us, get them off their feet, and get some guys a little bit of a day off out in the bullpen. And, you know, the next series is like, you know, for us any other, we need to, you know, try to set the tone on Tuesday and go from there. I know we get Pettit and I think Kuroda, so we're going to see two more, you know, quality pitchers. And we'll have our guys going, too, so it'll be a good series.
What does it mean to them to have Jeter back today? He had a home run today in his first at bat back. And
well.
And Soriano had a home run today, too.
Well, Jeet's a guy over there, you know, so it's sure it means a lot. And so it gives them confidence with a guy like that coming back. Not really. As long as he didn't get hurt. I mean, everything happens on those kind of things. So, difference in sliding or jumping or